Exercise 8. Since the 19th century, Europeans have got used to seeing their economies surpassed by the Americans. However, since the Cold War, the United States has been challenged by a resurgent and unifying Europe, and, more recently, by the vigorous rise of several nations in the developing world, China in particular. Current measurements clearly show the United States economy to have been in relative decline in comparison with these rising economies. Should America's relative decline also be considered a symptom of morbid decline? Does it indicate a wasting sickness of the American economy? It might well. Nations do rise and fall. Our colleague, Lan Xincheng, reminds us that China possessed the world's leading economy for the greater part of the previous millennium. In the end, however, its past success did not prevent China from being pillaged throughout most of the 19th and 20th centuries.